This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What your relationship with praise reveals about your inner emotional landscape. How you receive a compliment tells you more about yourself than you think. In short, emotional self-awareness is not built in quiet reflection alone. It surfaces in unguarded moments, and few moments are more unguarded than when someone praises you. The way you receive a compliment, deflect it, chase it, or sit uncomfortably inside it reveals the internal beliefs shaping every interaction you have. Deflection is not humility. It is a signal worth examining. Hunger for praise points to where your confidence is borrowing from others. Discomfort with recognition often means your self-image and your performance have drifted apart. Definition: emotional self-awareness is the capacity to recognize your own emotional states as they occur, trace them to their source, and understand how they influence the way you think, speak, and act toward others. I once watched a senior engineer receive the best compliment of her career and spend the next 3 days convinced she was about to be found out. The praise was genuine. Her manager meant every word. But something in her could not hold it. That moment taught me more about emotional self-awareness than any framework I had ever read. Self-awareness is not what you know about yourself in theory. It is what your unguarded reactions reveal when life is not following a script. Praise, it turns out, is one of the most reliable tests of your inner emotional landscape. This article walks through 5 realistic scenarios, each one illuminating a different pattern in how people relate to recognition and what those patterns signal about the state of their self-awareness. What to watch for before you read the examples. Before you move into the scenarios, let me give you a lens. When you read each example, ask one question: where does this person's sense of worth actually lie? Is it inside them, grounded in something they have built? Or is it outside them, dependent on what others say, withhold, or confirm? That is the core question emotional self-awareness asks about your relationship with praise. Everything else follows from it. 5 scenarios that show emotional self-awareness in action and under pressure. 1. The manager who deflected every compliment. A project manager at a mid-sized logistics firm had a habit. Every time her director praised her work in front of the team, she immediately redirected the credit. It was really the team, she would say. I just kept everyone organized. Her colleagues admired the gesture. Her director eventually stopped praising her publicly. Here is the truth of it: she was not being humble. She was uncomfortable with visibility. She had a deep internal narrative that said claiming credit was dangerous, that it invited challenge, that it would set a standard she could not sustain. Her deflection looked generous from the outside. On the inside, it was self-protection. The cost was real. Her director began to see her as someone who lacked the self-assurance needed for senior leadership. She never understood why her career stalled. Her emotional self-awareness had a blind spot precisely where her growth required clarity. What this reveals is that habitual deflection is rarely about other people. It is a signal pointing inward, toward a self-concept that does not yet trust its own legitimacy. 2. The new hire who needed constant confirmation. A new hire joined a communications team with strong skills and genuine enthusiasm. Within 3 months, a pattern emerged. He would complete a piece of work, submit it, and then hover, asking his manager for feedback within hours. When the feedback was positive, he visibly relaxed. When it was neutral or slow to arrive, he became anxious and distracted. His manager noticed that his work quality dropped during weeks when she was stretched thin and less responsive. He was not performing to his own standard. He was performing to the standard of her response. His confidence was not self-generated. It was borrowed, renewed daily through external confirmation. This is one of the more uncomfortable self-awareness lessons I have learned to pass on. When your best work only feels real once someone else confirms it, your emotional foundation is built on ground that is not yours. You deserve better than that. So does the work itself. You can read more about how confidence and competence interact in What the Confidence-Competence Loop Reveals About Why Some People Give Better Feedback. 3. The team leader who received praise well. A team leader in a healthcare organization had just guided her team of 6 through a difficult system transition. When her department head praised her in a one-to-one meeting, she said, "Thank you. I think we handled the middle phase particularly well, though I want to revisit how we communicated the initial rollout. There is something I would do differently." She accepted the praise without dismissing it. She agreed with the parts that were accurate. She identified the part that still needed work. She did not expand it into something bigger, and she did not shrink it into nothing. That response is emotional self-awareness at its clearest and accurate, grounded read of her own contribution, held without either inflation or apology. She knew what she had done well because she had watched herself do it, not because someone told her. The praise confirmed what she already understood. It did not create it. This kind of grounded self-perception feeds directly into the confidence-competence loop that explains why some leaders develop a stronger voice faster. 4. The experienced professional who froze. A senior consultant with 20 years of field experience received an unexpected public commendation during a large team briefing. Her regional director praised her client work as the standard everyone should aim for. She smiled, nodded, and said nothing. In the corridor afterwards, she told a colleague, "I do not know why he said that. I did not do anything the rest of you would not have done." She was not being modest. She genuinely did not know how to integrate the praise into her picture of herself. Her self-concept had been built on quiet competence, on getting things done without drawing attention. The public recognition created a gap between the self she knew and the self being described, and the gap produced discomfort rather than satisfaction. This is a form of self-awareness failure that does not look like failure from the outside. She was skilled and respected, but she could not accurately see herself. Her internal picture had not kept pace with her actual development. Left unexamined, that gap tends to grow. 5. The leader whose praise hunger damaged his team. Let me tell you something I learned the hard way, watching a leader I respected for years before I understood what I was watching. He was talented, articulate, and generous with his people, but he had a pattern. When his work was praised by those above him, he became energized and expansive. When a project received no comment or mixed feedback, he grew irritable and distant with his team. His team walked on eggshells without fully understanding why. The emotional weather in that unit was determined not by the work or the challenges, but by whether the leader had been recognized that week. His need for external praise was so strong that it bled into the room around him. This is the version of the praise relationship that carries the highest cost. When your hunger for recognition shapes how you treat the people who depend on you, the problem is no longer personal. It has become interpersonal. Self-awareness is the only way to catch it. His team eventually saw it before he did, and the trust took years to repair. When workplace tension compounds this way, it rarely stays contained. Understanding how small daily communication habits prevent tension from becoming chronic is part of the repair. The patterns across these 5 stories. Reading these scenarios together, a few things become clear about how emotional self-awareness actually works when praise enters the picture. First, the people who handled praise most effectively had a consistent internal reference point. They did not need confirmation to know the quality of their work. Praise added to something already present. The others were relying on external input to generate a sense of worth that had not yet taken root internally. Second, discomfort with praise is almost always informative. It is rarely random. It points toward a specific belief, whether that is fear of visibility, a self-image that lags behind performance, or a story about what kind of person deserves recognition. Emotional self-awareness means following the discomfort rather than suppressing it. Third, the cost of low self-awareness in this area is really private. As the 4th and 5th examples show, a shaky inner relationship with recognition tends to produce observable behavior deflection that confuses colleagues, anxiety that burdens managers, or emotional volatility that unsettles teams. Understanding your emotional triggers before they escalate is part of the same work. What your own praise reaction is telling you. Here is the practical question: what happens inside you in the moment praise arrives? Notice your first instinct before you manage it. Do you dismiss it immediately? Do you feel a rush of relief, as if a threat just passed? Do you feel the urge to qualify it or earn it after the fact? Do you feel nothing, because you are already sure of the work? Or do you sit with quiet satisfaction? None of these responses is wrong, but each one is revealing. They are data points about where your self-concept is solid and where it is still forming. Understanding them is how emotional self-awareness becomes more than an idea. It becomes a practical tool for growth. If you tend to deflect, try this when you next receive a sincere compliment. Say thank you and let it land. Just that. Observe what happens in the 10 seconds that follow. That discomfort, or that absence of it, is real information about your inner life. Developing this kind of honest self-reading also makes you better at giving feedback, because you're no longer reacting from an unexamined place. The core framework helps you stay calm, when feedback triggers a defensive reaction, and so does knowing your own emotional patterns before someone else surfaces them. When you give feedback, the SBI method reduces the tension that corrective conversations create, and it works best when the person delivering it has a clear, grounded sense of their own motives. The same self-knowledge that helps you receive praise well shapes how effectively you manage tension when it surfaces in leadership moments. It is all connected. Emotional self-awareness does not stay in one corner of your professional life. It spreads through everything. Your relationship with praise is one window into the deeper picture. Open it. Look honestly at what is there. That is where the real work begins, and it is work worth doing. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What is emotional self-awareness? Emotional self-awareness is the ability to recognize your own emotional states as they happen, understand where they come from, and see how they shape your behavior. It is not just naming feelings, but tracing them back to the beliefs and patterns driving them. Why does my reaction to praise reveal my self-awareness? Praise creates an unscripted moment. You cannot prepare for it the way you prepare for criticism. How you respond exposes your underlying beliefs about your own worth, your need for external approval, and whether your confidence is genuinely self-generated or dependent on others confirming it. How do I build stronger emotional self-awareness at work? Start by noticing your emotional reactions before you analyze them. After receiving feedback or recognition, pause and ask, what did I feel first? Tracking that first instinct over several weeks reveals the patterns your emotional self-awareness needs you to see. What does it mean if I deflect compliments? Habitual deflection often signals that your sense of self-worth has not caught up with your actual performance. You may feel that accepting praise risks appearing arrogant, or that you genuinely do not believe you earned it. Both are worth examining honestly. Can emotional self-awareness be learned, or is it a fixed trait? Emotional self-awareness is a skill you develop through deliberate practice, not a fixed personality trait. Like any skill, it improves when you pay attention, reflect consistently, and stay honest about what you observe in yourself without rushing to judge it. How is self-awareness different from self-criticism? Self-awareness is observing what is happening inside you without verdict. Self-criticism applies a harsh judgment to what you find. One is a clear-eyed tool, the other is a punishment. Strong emotional self-awareness requires the first and a firm resistance to the second. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit imonblackthorne.com to get your copy.